We need a real investigation. I don't think we have one yet.
Yes, it's true. And yes, it is a crime.
Well, thank you, Cleta Mitchell. Thank you for that explanation. Really interesting and kind of appalling.
Thank you,
really.
Tucker.
Cleta Mitchell is somebody with great courage, and she's involved with your litigation and lawsuits and all of this stuff. She literally gave up her whole practice not to get paid. She saw how corrupt it was, how disgusting it was, how dirty it was. And I want to thank you on behalf of everybody in this room and everybody in this country. You are a hell of a lawyer and tough. And that's what we need.
Hi, I'm Cleta Mitchell. I'm the host of Who's Counting with Cleta Mitchell. This is a podcast about all things having to do with elections, how elections ought to be run, how they're supposed to be run, and how they're sometimes not run the way they're supposed to be. And I wanted to have this special episode of Who's Counting with you because this marks our first anniversary of our podcast. We've been doing this now for a year, mostly every week, and with guests. And we've had some wonderful guests through the year. I just want to recap some of those for you. And all of these are archived on our whoscounting.us website. So if you miss some of our podcasts, feel free to go to our website and download or listen again if you've already heard it, because there are some really wonderful people who've joined us on our podcast. One of the things that I'm absolutely certain about is that the elections were not conducted in accordance with the law in many states. And fast forward, we decided to create the Election Integrity Network. And what we've done is we started the podcast and the website. And we have held summits. We've talked about this perhaps on some of our podcasts, but we've held summits in 8 states, 9 summits and a national summit of state leaders, and statewide election integrity summits in 8 states in 2022. And our goal was to bring people together so that they could learn about what they could do as citizens to protect the elections in their communities. And we've now published on our website, whoscounting.us, not only our citizen's guide to building an election integrity infrastructure, where we literally give you the step-by-step of how to start a local task force, how to get involved in the election system in your county, in your city, in your state. What are the different things that citizens need to be looking at? And it's all there in the citizen's guide. It's free. You can go to the website, download it. Go to whoscounting.us, and the citizen's guide is right there. But we've also just published the masterclass of election integrity, where we have 5 to 7 minute videos on all of the topics covered on in the citizen's guide. What does it mean to be a poll worker? What does it mean to be a poll watcher? What's the difference between those two? How can citizens have oversight of their voting machines? How can we protect vulnerable voters in nursing homes? How can we clean our voter rolls? And all of those topics, I think we're up to 20 the masterclass episodes, training videos, so that people can learn about the election process and take responsibility and take charge for basically being there and fighting against the left that has spent so much money over so many years now, and being a presence. They're there in the election offices. It's just like parents realizing they've got to go to the school boards. Citizens have got to go to the election offices. We need people being a presence in the election office. We need people who are researching who the election office is doing business with. We need citizens to understand as best they can about the technology that's used in your county and in your state for voting. It's not just the voting machines, it's tabulators, it's e-poll books. It's so much as technology now. And we need citizens who understand technology to be there and to be able to oversee what's going on. So I'm really very proud of our Election Integrity Network and what we've done. We have groups that are forming all over the country. We have statewide coalitions that have been formed in all the states where we've had our summits, and now we're having state coalitions being formed in those states where we haven't yet had a summit. And we've created our summit in a box. So we will help you if you want to organize a summit so that we can multiply and replicate our summits in a way that makes it easy for you to conduct one. If you're interested, just email us at the Election Integrity Network, but go on our website, www.whoscounting. And we're going to soon publish our summit in a box. But right now we have the Citizens Guide. We have the videos. We're getting ready to launch a major effort nationwide to try to recruit as many people as possible to become poll workers and poll watchers. And we have a form. We have the form that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, publishes. We have the form that the Republican National Committee publishes. So you can sign up for the party of your choice. We don't think election integrity is a partisan issue. It should be something that everybody is concerned about, both Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, Green Party. We need people to sign up to work the polls. The election system requires citizens to become engaged in doing that. So we hope that you'll share our podcast, join the network, get involved, start a local task force, get involved in cleaning the voter rolls. Our voter rolls are a mess. We know we need to be able to lobby the federal Congress to make some changes where Congress has basically created some of the problems that the states experience in cleaning their voter rolls. We need to do something about massive, unsupervised, unprotected voting by mail. That is utter chaos. And what we've learned is that there's really no verification of identity. There is no meaningful verification of identity of people who vote by mail. Let me say that again. There is no meaningful verification of identity. Open to public observation, confirmed by people being able to see that it's being done. There is no meaningful verification of the identity of people who vote by mail. There is, because it's the volume of mail votes is too much. It just simply overwhelms the election offices. It cannot be done. So what we need is to return to the system of most people voting in person with not 45 days of early voting, but maybe two weeks of early voting in person. And then anybody who wants and needs to vote by mail should have to sign under penalty of perjury that's the only way they can vote. And that's one of the things we have to work on. We have to work on Congress, and we have to work on state legislatures, because we need to get some laws. We continue to get these laws changed and strengthened to protect the integrity of our elections. Now, the left hates all that. They've come up with a name. They call us names, election deniers, because we think there were problems in 2020. I've seen lots of polling data from Scott Rasmussen, by the way, and other pollsters who show that a majority of Democrats believe that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, 53%, according to Scott Rasmussen's polling. So that means a majority of Democrats and a majority of Republicans do not trust the outcome of the last two presidential elections. The media, I guess, would call all of us election deniers because we think there were problems. So what all of us need to do is just disregard the media and the propagandists, as Molly Hemingway calls them, and we just need to do our work, and we need to work together to restore the faith of the American people in our election outcomes. Everybody ought to be able to trust the outcomes. We've been attacked. The FBI has, and the Department of Justice, I've already told you how politically left they are, but Merrick Garland announced with great fanfare a year ago, because we're out recruiting people to become involved in the process and become election workers and poll watchers, that they consider that a threat to election officials. We tell people, never lose your cool, never lose your temper, be right, be polite. Do not act in any threatening manner toward election officials. Notwithstanding the fact that that's in our Citizens Guide, and we say that at every summit, we say that at all the meetings, they still say that we're threatening election officials, which we are not. They consider it a threat because they don't want us there. They don't want us watching. They don't want you watching. So transparency is important. Accountability is important. We want everybody to be involved. We're not going to let the left narrative about how we're a threat to the process intimidate us. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to continue to work because we know that the election process is important to the future of our country. It is the very framework by which we as citizens give and withdraw our consent to what's going on in our governments. Our Declaration of Independence says governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And we can only give and withdraw consent according to how we vote. And elections are the way that we give and withdraw consent of the governed. We are the governed, and we are the governors. We are not subjects to some king or some monarchy. We are the governed and the governors, and the elections are how we give and withdraw consent. So we're not going to let them scare us off. I'm here to urge everybody, if you're not doing something in terms of being a poll watcher or a poll worker, I'm urging you, change that. There's plenty of time, many, many needs. Don't be afraid. We want to save our country by saving our elections. And just remember what the Bible tells us. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have a sound mind. We have love of our country. We have the power to change the way our elections are conducted and to make sure they're conducted in accordance with the law. And we are not afraid. God tells us, don't be afraid. So I hope you will be involved, continue to participate with us, go to our website, continue listening to our podcast, share it, get more of your friends involved, and together we will save our elections. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to Who's Counting. The Who's Counting podcast is produced by the Conservative Partnership Institute's Election Integrity Network. It is filmed and recorded at CPI Studios in Washington, D.C. Help us grow this show by sharing this episode with a friend, and be sure to subscribe and to give us a good review. We need your word of mouth, because big tech can't be trusted and tries to cancel us daily. Help fight back by visiting whoscounting.us and sign up for this podcast, for our newsletter, become part of the Election Integrity Network.